Hey, welcome, Doug, to this interview series, the Next Economy Now podcast. And you know, for listeners, I think one of the reasons I'm excited about Clearinghouse CDFI is that you're a lot different than other financial institutions. And what are some of the other types of loans you make, just so in case, you know, if anyone's listening and they're interested in getting a loan, what do you look for and what are the types of loans that you do?
Yeah, well, one of the decisions we made early on in the early 90s when we formed the corporation was to not be specialized into one category. And that was one of our criticisms of the banks. When we would send a community development loan to a bank, and maybe it was even a multifamily affordable housing, and the bank would say, well, we're just not making those kind of loans right now. And so when we started Clearinghouse CDFI, it was very important for me to say that, you know, we'll consider anything. And sometimes people say to me, you know, Doug, tell us about the lending programs you have. And I say, well, we don't have any programs. We'll look at anything. And for us, if there's a good chance we can get paid back and there's a tangible community benefit, why then we can consider it. And so, of course, we do a lot of affordable housing. We do a lot of loans to nonprofits for things like Boys and Girls Clubs, community centers, health centers. We've done a good number of charter schools. We've done faith-based projects. We've done educational or incubator projects. We've done some infrastructure. We did a wastewater treatment plant on the Navajo Reservation, which was really exciting. And believe it or not, we even made a loan on a railroad, and our collateral was the engine and the track. But it was an important railroad to stay open for a couple of small businesses in rural Arizona. So we have a very diverse portfolio, and that's something that we're very proud of at Clearinghouse CDFI.
That's incredible. I had no idea that was so diverse, the different things, like even the railroad as collateral. It seems very innovative.
Yeah, sometimes my underwriting department rolls their eyes when I come down and I say, hey, you guys, I got an interesting loan for you. You know, I think we've done a great job of it. And it speaks to, you know, again, as a CDFI, I think the more standardized we become, the more conventional we become, I think we start to look like, you know, the banks that were out there, you know, we don't want to become like the banks and say, well, we can't do this because it isn't this. You know, we want to be really inclusive and have the ability to look at any project that comes to us that has a community benefit. You know, one of the things, Ryan, is the financial system in the United States has changed from what it was. And, you know, we now have, you know, non-regulated banks making a lot of loans. And part of that is, you know, the insurance industry. And I don't know if you know, but I'm very active on the COIN board in California, which is designed to promote insurance company investments in low and moderate income communities. But I really am disappointed overall in the insurance industry's approach to doing good in the community. They, as you know, Ryan, they do not have CRA. Insurance companies are doing a lot of lending, but they don't have any requirements to give back to the community. Now, having said that, there are some great exceptions. I think Prudential and Farmers and also AAA are three insurance companies that I would point to that are doing a fantastic job of giving back to the community. But you think of all the insurance company money, all the premiums they're taking, particularly in the state of California, the amount that they're reinvesting back in the state is very little, in my opinion. And I think that's an area where I'd love to see there be a little bit more activism or interest or concern. We also had Jerry Brown veto the COIN tax credit legislation, and that was a big disappointment to us. I think that would have really helped incentivize insurance companies to invest in low and moderate income communities here in California.
And where can folks learn more about Clearinghouse and, you know, say if there's any investors who are interested, what's the best way for them to get in contact?
We have a great website that has a ton of information, including our financials. It is www.cccdfi.com. Again, that's cccdfi.com. And a lot of information there. There's contact numbers. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that is serious about investing or working with us. And also, you know, we're looking for projects to lend, you know, good projects. And so in our service areas, California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and all of Indian country throughout the United States. So if anyone is aware of an unmet credit need that has a good community impact, or, you know, often our loans are made to entrepreneurs, people of color, or members of groups that have been disenfranchised. And if anyone is aware of loans, boy, we'd love to hear from them as well.